I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you one very peculiar entitled parent story. For some unknown reason, an entitled woman tracks down her 8-year-old son's football coach and secretly films him whilst he's running around a track. Training. Very, very strange, and it is a weird one, I'll give you that, but let's get into it and it should all become pretty clear. Karen secretly films me jogging and shows video to my boss. I recently had an emergency appendectomy, and recovery has been slow. I had to take time off from my own athletics, but worse, from coaching in the kids' sports program I'm involved with. The experience made me step back and realize I really built my whole identity around being active and healthy. So the hit my physical abilities took as a result of being sick and the healing process has made me feel lost. I've been working to regain the joy I used to experience from exercise without going, "Oh, you used to be so much faster with that," or "Your techniques used to be so much stronger," or "You don't fit in anymore," or whatever else, and just enjoy myself, regardless of the level I'm at. But ironically, the anxiety about not being able to do what I used to has made regaining those abilities difficult. It made me self-conscious about exercising in public spaces, but I was starting to finally get over it as friends convinced me the source of the concerns were all in my head. There's no way to get back to it other than training. So despite the anxiety, I started running again, as soon as the doctors approved it. I went to the local track and just did a few slow laps each morning, building up speed every few days, and I've only just been authorized to add some sprints and bodyweight training into the mix. Occasionally, there were other people at the track, but I didn't really notice because I run with headphones on and try to zone out in these lighter sessions. But little did I know, my friends were actually wrong. It was not all in my head. I was being watched, and more than that, I was being judged. This was my absolute catastrophe level worst nightmare at this stage of building back my strength and speed. On Friday, I was setting up for practice at the kids program, and the head coach asked me into his office because a parent had a complaint. A parent I didn't know too well, Karen, was there, and he said she had a specific complaint about me. The meeting almost didn't happen because of Karen's initial refusal to put on a mask, which is required in our facilities for now. But eventually, her desire to tell on me for whatever she thought she had me on overrode her freedoms to infect anyone. I was a bit nervous, as anyone is being called to meet with their boss over a complaint, but I figured it was a classic case of, "My kid should start more," or, "I know my kid tried out as a midfielder, but I want him or her to switch to defense," that kind of rules don't apply to me thing. But instead, I sit down in the office and Karen is playing my boss a video of me running on the track that she filmed from afar. It's surrounded by stadium star risers. I was horrified, both because no one is ever totally used to seeing themselves on video, well, I'm getting there, but I completely agree, and because I was just embarrassed about how slow I was. But most importantly, because why was a virtual stranger, I'd met her personally maybe 4 times, ever, filming me while I ran on my own at a private facility? She then went on to explain that her 8-year-old son, one of the players on my squad, was lapping me in the video and insisting the coaches need to hold themselves to higher athletic standards than the young players if they want to prepare them for college teams. Again, her son is 8. Apparently, her son would sometimes be running on the track while her older child was practicing on a nearby field. I never noticed. The kid is still relatively new, and I don't pay much attention to the other people on the track. My boss patiently but firmly explained to Karen that my physical abilities are not the parents' concern, and all personnel are closely managed by the head coaches, who understand each unique situation and what's appropriate, and that her son wouldn't be impacted. Karen then went on to say that my being out of shape was probably connected to why I've been taking so much time off lately. Well, technically, yes. It is because I was in the hospital, though, and complaining that the personnel changeover isn't good for the kids. My boss, again, reiterated that the head coaches hadn't changed or taken any time off, and that I was still one of the most skilled in the area I instruct, so this was not her concern. She asked if there was someone else she could speak to, but he explained that he was the owner and founder of this program, so no, there was not. I knew my boss was intentionally avoiding saying what had happened to me, or even alluding to a health issue, to protect my privacy, but I figured maybe being transparent with her would show her how ridiculous she was being, and keep her tuition dollars in our program during a difficult time for sports clubs. But when I got involved and explained what actually was going on here, she just turned to the boss and said, "Well, maybe you should furlough her until she's healed and bring on a healthy coach in the meantime, because my son needs someone out there who can keep up with him." My boss respected what I was trying to do, but made it clear we weren't going further with that strategy to avoid setting a precedent of sharing coaches' personal circumstances. Telling her why people take time off or what their health status may be is not this lady's concern, because the program manages that and makes appropriate decisions. She kept kicking up a fuss, but the coach finally told her he had to get back out on the field, back to her son and everyone else's kids. She started physically leaving, but continued fussing about how she was not satisfied and would not be recommending us to other parents. Pro tip, not the way to conduct yourself with the people who make recommendations to scouts concerning family culture or team interaction. The coach, though, wasn't preparing to leave. Instead, he stopped her in her tracks to tell her if she was found to be surveilling or otherwise harassing any staff members again, she'd be permabanned from the program. No games or practices, no team social events, no presence in our buildings, and no clemency. So, that was pretty satisfying. Her son is a good, average kid, and I'm glad the consequences were focused on booting her out rather than limiting his opportunities to have fun playing. So then we went out and had a great, happy, safe practice. This was still a pretty upsetting event for me personally, though, and I'll never unsee that discouraging video of me running, but it was ultimately reassuring to know the other staff had my back. Leaving Karen in the dust is just another step on my road to recovery. I mean, this story is absolutely horrible, guys, and to be honest, I can actually relate quite a lot to what OP's gone through there. Not with somebody filming you whilst exercising and you being slower than you'd like to be. That is just horrific, and I'm glad to say that that's never happened to me. But I can relate to being quite fit and then coming back from some sort of injury or, you know, health concern like you went through, and then not being as fit as you once were and being very sad about it. That is for sure. I mean, those of you that know me well know that I have gone through a lot of like ankle issues in the past couple of years, and I was very fit before that, and now the pounds are piling on, let's just say that. But we'll be back, don't you worry about me. As for this Karen, though, I hope she's never back. Goodbye, see you never.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now moving on to our second story of today's episode, entitled Family Doesn't Want Dogs at Their Picnic at the Dog Beach. In British Columbia, we're just getting through a heatwave, with temperatures up to 40 degrees Celsius in Vancouver. Wow. Naturally, we all want to get out and cool off at the river or ocean. At my favourite creek spot for the dog, and one of the few off-leash areas where there's a nice, wide and deep swimming spot, a family of four, without a dog, came and set up a picnic and play area for their kids, using most of the shaded space on this side of the creek. They have slightly distanced themselves from the main group of humans and dogs in the hot sun. Since I didn't feel like roasting on the sunny side, I tried to put myself over where I wasn't disturbing them, and the dog wouldn't bother their picnic. After about 5 minutes of the dog fetching his ball and bringing it back to me, I can see them eyeing me up, and finally, the dad approaches me. "Excuse me, but were you planning on being here a while? We came over here to get away from the dogs." Yes, we come here most days to get away from the sun and cool off. We usually swim and throw the ball for half an hour.
Well, we were here first, and as I said, we were hoping to avoid being around dogs with our kids and food.
Well, I'm very sorry, but in case you weren't aware, this is the only off-leash swimming spot locally. And if you go 15 minutes down the river trail, there's actually a no-dogs beach with lots of shade. The entitled dad then repeats himself, slightly more aggressively. Sir, you and your family are taking up all of the shaded bank of the creek and have spread yourselves out in the middle of a dog park. I'm not sure what you'd like me to do, as I have every right to use this area as well.
And we have the right to not be bothered by you and your dog while we're trying to spend family time together. Maybe you should find another place to swim.
At this point, I'm hot. It's 35 degrees out, and this guy is acting like he owns the beach. I snap and tell him that I will be using this end of the beach, and if they aren't comfortable around dogs, they should move to the non-dog friendly beach down the trail. I turn and take a few steps away to make it clear the exchange is over, and I call my dog to me. Now, he's a good Labrador and very friendly, so he doesn't understand when he's not wanted. But the last part made me laugh. After being glared at for the better part of an hour while the dog swims and plays with others and I read my book, I decide to move on and have to go by them to get to the trail. So, I throw one last ball in the creek, and after fetching it, the dog trots by them, pausing to shake all over their chairs and phones. The entitled mum started spluttering, and I just look at her and tell her that there is a non-dog friendly beach just 50 minutes down the trail, with a smile. Look, to be honest guys, I do kind of get where this entitled dad is coming from. If you're at the beach with your young family and, you know, you're surrounded by dogs, it's not ideal, is it? And you probably wouldn't exactly want that in an ideal world. You probably just want to be able to chill and not worry about dogs, you know, running into your kids or that sort of stuff. But the moment that he starts acting as if he owns the beach and literally telling you to go away, when you've explicitly said and made it clear that this is like one of the only places that you can enjoy being with your dog and have a dog off the leash, and that there are other beaches available around the nearby area that you can go to where dogs are not allowed to be off leash, that's where, you know, that's where all my affiliations with him and my support for him stop immediately. Anyway guys, that is gonna do it for this one. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, check out a couple more videos on screen right there. I mean, they're just there, click them. Yeah, if you're still looking at my face.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are you doing? Just click the videos, man. You're gonna make me upset. All right, bye.